Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Lalo Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Are there guys that need to practice better too?
I think our practice habits are yet to reflect the championship caliber team.
I took offense to that. It became personal with me.
The layers involved. Michael Jordan, I took that personally, referring to what we talked about with Grady Jarrett on 670 The Score. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. Mark Grody was there for that Grady Jarrett discussion, and this is Cardi B.
These are expensive.
These is bloody shoes.
These are red bottoms.
Not the Louboutins.
You were prepared for this.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
Be careful with us.
Yeah, true that.
Ray just lost his mind back there.
Only like three words you can use before you've violated every FCC rule.
You've
chosen wisely.
And I have the three. I'm the one who really can't be singing this song out loud.
I need you singing WAP.
I think I've done enough.
What does WAP stand for again, Robbie?
The FCC. Come on.
Won't let me be.
Definitely.
It's on the new Cardi B album, though. Final track.
Happy Friday, everyone. We were talking about what Grady Jarrett had to say earlier. One of the leaders on this team, and his resume as one of those comes to us from his years of being with Atlanta as well. I did not question when he was voted one of the Bears captains on the team. But when he talked about the criticism that the Bears received after being 0-2, this is part of the lifestyle, unfortunately, for that role in Chicago, knowing that fans aren't happy with what they've seen so far out of this team. Mark, you got more from Grady. What were your takeaways from inside the locker room?
Inside the locker room, yes, with Mr. Grady Jarrett. I thought that it was interesting to hear what Grady Jarrett had to say about, and we asked several players about what you just heard coming into the segment, Ben Johnson talking about how the team has, up to this point, not practiced at a championship level. And he was asked that very question. Grady Jarrett.
I mean, as a coach, you always want to, you know, challenge us to be better. We always want to put our best foot forward every time we take the field, whether that's in the game or in practice. And, you know, up to this point, we haven't won the game, but at the end of the day, we're turning in the right direction to get where we need to do. And you know, he's our head coach, he's our leader, and if he said it wasn't good enough, then we had to answer the call. And I think we put in two really good days, and that's the exciting part. And we can't wait to get out there and play this weekend.
Do you think it wasn't good enough, the practices?
I'm excited to play this weekend, man, and go against the Cowboys and get in this win column, do what we need to do. And you know, so I'm excited, man.
You didn't want to hear that, and I get it, because Grady Jarrett probably is one of the guys that is probably practicing his ass off out there, and there's probably lots of guys that are practicing their ass off out there that are a little insulted to hear that. But hey, if it's given these guys like what I call a good mad in that locker room, and some of them, and that was In general, putting the microphone in front of the players, most of them said some version of the first part of what you just heard from Grady Jarrett, and that is, hey, if that's what the coach is saying, then we got to do it. You know, we are 0-2. That was the general baseline answer from most of the players, but I don't blame players if they're like, don't look at me.
Accountability is a thing, right? And that's what everyone was asking for. And I'm not just saying us on the outside, Mark, Layla. I'm saying in that locker room, they wanted tougher coaching. We heard that last year. They wanted more accountability. Well, they get a brand new head coach, though. And maybe what it's sounding like and feeling like is different than what they expected. I don't know. But I think things get chippy when you look at 0-2, especially the way that second loss happened.
Yeah,
and really, the end of going back, as you said, the last five quarters, the end of the first loss. And now we're seeing, okay, who's going to step up and get us back on the right side of things?
Well, and that's part of it, is also when somebody says something that's negative publicly, what is going to be anybody's reaction at a workplace? You know, oh, we're not performing. You're immediately looking at yourself and going, well, I got an excellent review in my last review, or you're thinking about your own personal accomplishments there.
Well said.
And I think that that's a natural reaction. But when you're on a team, you know, you're trying to figure out necessarily, like, either you're asking yourself what you can do better, you're asking yourself what you've done, and then you're like, well, hold on here. And you start breaking down what happened.
Well, I want to believe what you said is the natural reaction. I kind of disagree, because I've seen plenty of places where, let's be honest, even if you are an individual employee who's gotten good feedback, and then you're told in a group setting things are not good enough, or the word is out there that things are not good enough, don't you also start looking around like, well, what hasn't been good enough? And looking around at, well, that's not good, and I'm not responsible for that, but he is or she is. I think that's also a natural reaction. And I think as a team leader, hi, Grady Jarrett, captain, and all these other people who are in these elevated roles, veteran roles, you look around and say, what do I need to grab somebody by the scruff of their chin and pull them in the right direction?
And which might have been done. I mean, part of his response might have been the players in the locker room talking and Grady Jarrett addressing the team. I am not reporting that that happened. Let me be very clear. But that might have happened when you have the coach, with the coach's comments not just being circulated here and being the headlines here. They are now national headlines as well. So they are hearing it everywhere. This might have required Grady Jarrett or one of the captains to address the team and say, hey, you, and you need to practice harder. So we might be getting the remnants of that. And I want to be very clear here, too, with Grady Jarrett and any player that we're talking about. I do appreciate that they're being honest with us about what they're thinking and what their thinking is, and just inferring from what Grady Jarrett is saying that some of it is not fair. And my guess is that the unfair part is the caustic part, the nasty parts that we hear. But to Layla's point, 0-2 in a bad way and 10-game losing streaks in the last 3 years. That's where Bears fans are.
Yeah, I mean, look at the history. Look at the history of the team. And I think last year what you found was a lot of people saying publicly, implying either, like, don't look at me, I'm not the one who's dropping the ball here. The magic word of the season was accountability. And we were all trying to figure out who they were talking about when it was brought up. And you think I didn't try to do the same thing when Ben Johnson said, similar to what we heard players say last year, our practice habits aren't that of a championship team? That's self-evident. You practice and then you play like you did. So there's nothing here that really proves that there's any antithetical information.
Well,
everything supports the thesis. And it goes back to what happened. You know, even when you had the situation happen in Detroit where you're only down by 7 at that point, it was 21-14, you still had a team get you down 28 at the half. They score 28 points compared to your 14, and then the wheels fall off. Like, we haven't seen a team respond in any sort of way. We haven't seen this team come back in the way that the Vikings did in game one. They tried to in a couple of games. We saw flashes against the Packers. But there's a reason we feel this way.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think specifically Ben Johnson's comments, the one that have become national headlines, if you will.
Yeah.
Compound that, though, with what he said at the beginning of the week about we're going to take a look at practice and some of the stuff after you look at the game tape. Guys that maybe weren't fully doing their jobs. And I thought at the time it was just about the skill players, specifically maybe the wide receiver core, the pass catchers, and about how that will dictate who gets opportunities going forward. Take those two things together, and it starts to make sense that you can get an idea of maybe what Ben Johnson is talking about when he says the championship caliber. Because he had already made that comment talking about different roles perhaps in future games based on what happens at practice, based on what he saw from that game tape.
Shockingly, Jason Garrett was on with Mike Florio on Pro Football Talk and made some really good points as to why speaking out about your team in practice can come at a price.
I do think there's some value to, when you're the head coach, not being so forthcoming with everything. The number one thing you have to do is protect your team and give your team a chance to have success. And sometimes when you're authentic and you're completely open about things on your team, you're maybe benefiting yourself because people say, I really like that guy. You know, he's so honest and open with everything. But in the end, you might be hurting your team. And so you can have all those same thoughts about if our team didn't play hard enough or the issues about practice. And you can share them with your team hard and give them really strong examples and create an atmosphere of urgency within your building. Without everybody panicked, but everybody understanding that we need to raise our level of effort in games and raise our level in practice. But when you share them with the world, you've added a whole nother element to the culture of your team. Now everybody's talking about this. Instead of, hey, it wasn't good enough, and you know in your heart as a coach, we got to get back to work and we got to work on these two or three things or else we're not going to be very good.
I hear what he's saying, but I think in this situation, there was nothing wrong with Ben Johnson saying what he did. Number one, he's a brand new head coach. The law's got to be laid down.
Right.
And the earlier you do that, the better. What you don't want to have is a situation where things spiral out of control and you didn't say anything about it.
Also, again, we're not dumb. Like, we see the games. There's a level of problem there that shows up on a Sunday. Chances are there's issues with the week, too, where you're saying to yourself, this isn't good enough. And somebody needed to come in and say, this isn't good enough, besides us and fans and whoever else is listening and who wants to be a part of that.
You got to pick your spots. I think that that's what it is. Like, Ben Johnson can't do this every single week where he calls out the players. But guess what? this was a great time to call out the players. An 0-2 start, and we keep hammering it, an 0-2 start like that, where you choke away a 17-6 lead against a rookie quarterback who burns you in the end, and then you give up a 52 spot, and the world is crashing down around you. Ben Johnson is not ignorant to that. He needed to say something. He can't do this every single week, but I understand where Jason Garrett is coming from to some degree about the being authentic and completely open. That pleases us probably more than it does.
You got to have some discretion.
You got to have some discretion. That's it. Right. Like I said, you can't do this every week, but it is refreshing. And guess what? Look, there's been coaches in this town that have been in part pushed out the door because of their lack of transparency. We crushed Matt Eberflus for saying the same old stuff every time he got up there. Lovie Smith, when he was here, his last couple years, man, people were not having it anymore. With the reporters,
they had it with 10-6.
You got to go back. Things about the 10-6.
Look, grass, I guess, greener, other side.
Hey, I've said it, man. Lovie Smith's resume has aged better than any head coach in this town ever. But if you were here and you were following that season, it wasn't a great 10-6, and Lovie had we had reached the end of the Lovie Smith era, but I don't want to relitigate that at this very moment.
But I think it's a good point to the conversation. Dan Hurley caught wind of Ben Johnson's statements, and he said on Twitter, love this, these are the battles you fight when taking over a losing organization or team.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And it's that part, whether or not you like it, this has been a losing organization.
Yeah, so everybody's furious and figuring out new ways to motivate this team and get this team good and sustain good.
In spite of all the injuries.
In spite of all the injuries.
You bring up a good point about records and what they reflect. We will do that later in our show. That is at 125 where we talk about the, or not 125, 1245. 1245 is where we'll talk about the 0-2 teams and what the records reflect. Coming up next, a little bit more from Jason Garrett when it comes to the coach standpoint of talking to the media, because he brought up something from the past as a lesson that Marshall was present for. He was there. So
in the building,
we will talk about
that
because we're also talking about practice. That's a geography clue. It's coming up next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on the Score.
I was there.
It's also it's the extraterrestrial Les.
You're
listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers. More on the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mollenhauer On Demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mollenhauer, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.